1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will give the jury final instructions in a little over 2 hours. Then jurors will have to decide what happens next. ABC's Lindsay Tuckman is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more.
The jury has several options today. They have the option of convicting Trump on all the counts, acquitting him of all of those counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges, but not others. And the final option, of course, is a hung jury if they don't come to a decision in that. In which the judge could declare a mistrial.
The president and vice president will be in Pennsylvania today. They will be announcing a new initiative for black voters. Investigators in Youngstown, Ohio are still trying to figure out what blew the facade off a building, killing one person, leaving seven hurt. At this point, they have no idea what caused the explosion. In the Middle East, a series of strikes in the southern city of Rafah this morning as Israel continues its offensive. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge will decide whether to restore collective bargaining rights many public sector workers in Wisconsin lost under Act 10. Attorney Jacob Carabel argued yesterday that Act 10 illegally gives police and firefighters more rights than other public workers.
Act 10 created two categories of public employees. The distinction that Act 10 created between these groups of employees lacks a rational basis.
Republicans say Act 10 has survived other court challenges over the years. Even if a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss this summer succeeds, there's nothing to stop Voss from running again this fall. That's what former Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy tells WisPolitics. The recall group submitted 8,000 petition signatures yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A home exploded in West Dane County last night, killing someone inside. Authorities shut down Capitol View Road at about 11 p.m., and smoke and flames could be seen from blocks and blocks away. This house is just decimated. Authorities haven't released whether they've found a cause of the explosion or the name of the person who died. This story is developing. We'll have more information throughout the day. And a crash in downtown Madison turned deadly yesterday. Madison police say someone was driving the wrong way on East Washington Avenue around noon. They believe that car hit an SUV and the SUV hit a parked car with no one inside. One person died and two others were hurt. And the Mallards won their home opener last night. They lost their first game of the season to the Eau Claire Express. But when the Express came to Madison, despite the rain, the Mallards made it happen. The bases were busy in this game. The score was 18-10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Brewers and Cubs go extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another crazy Brewers and Cubs game at American Family Field. Cubs pitcher Ben Brown pitched a no-hitter through seven innings. Manager Craig Counsell.
I mean, I thought it was the fastball. It was like an angry fastball. I mean, it was just really good, and it was overpowering for much of the game. So, you know, he threw a ton of strikes. Fastball was excellent.
Top of the 10th, Brewers closing pitcher Trevor McGill had to leave the game after getting hit in his throwing arm on a comeback hit going 99 miles an hour. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's not fractured.
The extent of what you know at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he got drilled pretty hard. He's going to be good and sore for a while.
The Brewers ended up losing 6-3. Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta pitched well, but still has not earned a win this month.
It's hard because I don't, when I perform like well, you know, I want to win, but I want the team to win.
That's Brewers pitcher Freddy Peralta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear down to 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
When you finally find your person you call the one, the search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, Creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We welcome back Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson on the Lincoln Project. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Here's the mistake that Todd Blanche made. He's thinking the jury is going to be affected by this. I disagree with anybody who says they'll be affected, with all due respect. There are two attorneys on that jury, and those are two attorneys probably haven't done criminal, maybe, but they know that you cannot mention that a person will go to prison if you find them guilty.
What a shock that Donald Trump's lawyer is also a slimy cheater and tried to do a slimy cheating maneuver in the middle of his closing argument yesterday, right?
Yeah.
The judge, like, said, you're an experienced lawyer. You know you can't do this.
The only time a jury has anything to do with sentencing is usually just death penalty cases.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. Yes, New York Justice Duane Marchand instructed the jury to ignore part of Trump's lawyer's closing remarks in his hush. The problem that he knows is they already heard it.
Right.
Right.
It's hard to put the genie back in the bottle.
Yes.
Yeah. It's you know, oh, my God, are you really going to put a former, maybe future president in jail?
Right.
And it's like, oh, my God, so improper.
Yes.
He chastised attorney Blanche. It is time to go. This is the moment I have waited for my entire life.
You're getting a lot of mileage out of that one line. From the
one line in one play
from Edinburgh.
In 1980.
Was that Edinburgh?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
You were remembering
Scotland,
were you?
My stage triumphs. That was my role as the nurse in A Streetcar Named Desire at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
What was fringe about that?
I don't know.
That's not very
fringe. You weren't good enough to be on the main stage. I don't know. I've always been fringe. What do you think doing a radio show in your basement is? I'm still fringe.
Streetcar Named Desire is about as mainstream as you can get. That's not fringe.
No, not even close.
It was our desperate strive for
okay
legitimacy. Okay. He chastised Todd Blanche for suggesting the jury would be responsible for sending a man to prison. I think that is outrageous, Mr. Blanche. The judge said, someone who has been a prosecutor as long as you should know it's hard for me to imagine how that was accidental in any way. Of course it wasn't.
Of course not.
He said to the jury directly after lunch, that comment is improper. You must disregard it. Slimy cheaters.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Not to mention Jenna Ellis.
Oh, poor baby.
Bye-bye, Jenna.
Aww.
And that's only one state she lost her law license.
She hasn't...
Blanche gets what's coming for you.
Yeah.
After it's time to go.
She hasn't practiced law that much in Colorado, so it's not like a big...
Oh, my God. Well, she's not... What happens then, like, in Arizona, she's going to get... I mean, oh, my God, so much criming. I love the forced apologies. I was a baby. I was a baby lawyer. The big lawyers told me I didn't... Oh, please.
He went to the problem.
It's like Frangela says, at what age do white people grow up?
Right.
At what age do they actually become adults?
72.
She's a full-grown adult. I was just a baby lawyer. I didn't know who he is.
She went to law school.
Yeah, if you've gone through law school, that's you're a not a baby.
No, that takes years.
She knows they were lying. It's like, oh, I failed to do my due diligence and fact check.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, then you should be disbarred.
Blah, blah.
Yes.
Because you're a S-wordy lawyer.
Oh, my.
Well, she's suspended. She's not disbarred.
Oh.
For
she should
years,
be.
For 3 years, she's been suspended thus far.
Well, just that's quite a blow to the blow to your legal options in Colorado, isn't it? People are like, darn. Who am I going to get for that pedal boat accident I had on the bay in Denver?
Was she the QVC lawyer or was she the parking lot lawyer?
I forget.
We can't remember.
Okay. Or no.
No,
wait
no,
a minute.
No, she's not.
She was the one who Rudy farted on.
Yes.
Okay. COVID farted.
Yeah.
COVID farted.
Yeah, he COVID farted on her.
Yeah.
And she thought that was going to be her worst day ever.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Not when you're Trump's lawyer.
Okay.
Lots of Chris, what do you call it? Andrew Weissman, excuse me, making a lot of great points. I mean, obviously most of the legal experts agree. The, prosecution was fantastic. And the defense, I guess you have to give them something to go, as I've always said, they have a ridiculous defense and they're defending a ridiculous client who's making them do ridiculous things. So I guess that's all you're left with is lying and cheating, just like he did. But Andrew Weissman said, Steinglass, Trump uses lies Cohen told to Congress on Trump's behalf to say you cannot believe him. That's what some may call, Steinglass says, chutzpah.
Okay. With a ha.
With a hey and a hey. Exactly. Emphasis on ha. Yeah, Katie Fang says, Steinglass, we didn't choose Michael Cohen as a witness. We didn't pick him up at the witness store. The defendant chose Michael Cohen. He was his fixer. Thank you. Andrew Weissman, Steinglass makes the excellent logical point. You can't argue that Cohen stole money and then also claim the $420,000 was just the payment of a legal fee retainer. It's one or the other. If the $420,000 is just legal fees, then no part of it is theft of a reimbursement payment. Thank you. Mm-hmm. None of the events makes any sense.
No.
And they were saying the fact that they had these huge PowerPoints with the stuff up there, the wire to Stormy Daniels on the Trump stationery. You're like, wait, this is the defense putting the stuff up there that
not
pretty
good...
much proves?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered if I saw that. Okay. Kim tweets, my fantasy, the jury retreats to deliberate. After a couple of minutes of awkward silence, someone says he's guilty of sin, right? And with that, everyone laughs and they're all chill and on the same page.
If only.
I know there. Some expert had said they, they do some computation for every week of testimony that it would be 4 days of deliberations, which would put it past the weekend. But if they start deliberating today, it could be by Friday. I mean, it could be.
I don't think it's going to take that long.
He could be a convicted felon this week.
And I don't think you can follow any computation like that.
No.
Juries are going to do what juries are going to do.
Right. Juries are going to jury.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not going to follow any timeline.
Right.
No. And
I mean, well, during my jury, we all got in the room when we got the case and we're like, okay, yeah, he's guilty. So we just had to decide how much to award, based on the computations and the formulas that.
Yeah, it's usually you get one vote initially. Yeah. I was on a mock jury years ago, and we voted once. We're like, yeah, he's guilty. And interestingly, that same case was a mock jury years earlier, and they found the guy not guilty, and it was the lawyers.
Oh.
It was all the same facts.
Oh. Okay.
Lawyers.
What's a mock
matter.
Jury? Do you all just like for the defense and the prosecutor
other?
Go, oh yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, we mocked them. We totally mocked them the whole time.
Do you mock both sides?
Uh-huh. No, it's interesting because...
Oh, really good, defense lawyer.
It's totally
can
what
you
we
do
did.
That?
It's totally what we did.
Actually, what is a mock jury? I forget. Why? What's the point of a mock jury? Is that when they practice to have a real... Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And we went to a law school. And
that's why I wouldn't get chosen even for a mock jury, because I would do that. I would do that C wording. What'd you think of that latest piece of evidence?
And they wouldn't choose you.
Right.
I mean...
I'm like, you asked for a mock juror, so I'm mocking. Mocking over here. Okay. Where am I? Dean Obadala, our legal lad.
Yes.
Said Trump's lawyer argued today Michael Cohen is such a horrible, bad, awful person who, out of the goodness of his heart, paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to protect Trump, but never told Trump about it in advance. Tough sell to a Manhattan jury. Yeah. I think, as everybody has said, and Steinglass said, use your common sense.
Right.
Like, this is one of this trial that it feels like you don't even need to be a lawyer to just go, oh, come on, are you kidding me? Like, who believes this? I have a guess the quote for you. Who
said, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think the defense overplayed its hand in a number of ways, including insisting that Donald Trump had no sexual encounter with Stormy Daniels. Boy, is that going to come back to bite them. Who said that?
Bud Cort.
No, Bud Cort. Glenn Kirshner. Glenn Kirshner. Our Glenn Kirshner.
I was just talking about him the other day. That's weird.
She only cares about my guesses.
The important thing is what Glenn said. I'm like a substitute teacher on my own show. I just get spitballs and mockery. I get a mock jury every morning. That's what I get. Yep. Ow! Stop spitting at me. Oh, my God. Can I just say... Okay.
Uh-oh.
I know Trump's going to be convicted this week, and that's really fun. Can we talk about this Alito story, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can I just neighborhood say... intrigue.
What a C-word. Okay.
She sounds like a piece
Mrs.
of work.
Alito,
she
super does, C-wordy.
She? She's the worst.
Okay, Chris, we have a new mission. D.C. sexy liberal in January. We have to get the Alito's neighbors.
How?
Or at least the lady. Come on. Oh, my God.
Do they still live there?
No, they moved.
That's what I thought.
It doesn't matter.
They moved back to Virginia or something, yeah.
Okay.
Or wherever they were.
Oh, once again, slimy liars. What is the
shocker?
Again, so weird. People who defend Trump tend to be, slimy liars. Okay. Story time.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know if we mentioned this yesterday, but it's gotten betterer and betterer.
Betterer?
So Samuel Alito's neighbors called the cops after ugly run-ins with the aforementioned C-wordy
lady,
Mrs. Alito. Mm-hmm. Two former neighbors of Justice Alito and his wife, Martha Ann. Hi, I'm Martha Ann Alito.
Hi.
Why does she have two names?
Because they all do. They said that contrary to the justice's claims, Martha Ann was the instigator of the ugly encounter in which one of the neighbors used the word runt. Okay.
It's your favorite
with
word.
Runt.
Right. Exactly, like Rude said. Right.
She seems of normal size and not like a runt. However, the other thing. Furzies. Times report begins. Oh, I love story time, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
The police in Fairfax County, Virginia. Oh, we'll check in with Carl Frisch on this tomorrow. Received an unusual phone call on February 15, 2021. A young couple claimed they were being harassed by the wife of a Supreme Court justice. Somebody in a position of authority needs to talk to her and make her stop.
What was she doing?
A complaint. The officer on the line responded, there's little police could do. They're like, yeah, you should see the other wacko wife. She tried to overturn the Capitol. She's fine. So whatever. What are we going to do about
basically,
that?
Basically, there was a verbal altercation and you really can't do anything about
right.
that.
Right. The justice told Fox News his wife hoisted the flag in response to Ms. Baden's vulgar insult. A text message and the police call corroborated by Fairfax County authorities indicate, however, the name-calling took place on February 15th, weeks after the inverted flag was taken down. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. That would be called perjury, wouldn't it, in a court of law?
Yes, it would.
Those would be facts counter to your testimony.
One would think that the Alito family would be familiar with legal terms like perjury.
Yeah, you
one would think.
Unless one had, let's say, perjured themselves to get on the Supreme Court. Saying like they never overturn Roe or stuff like that. You know, just
sorry, decisis.
I'm making stuff up. Ipso facto.
No post.
Yeah, sure. Baden says, Martha Ann, hi.
Martha Ann.
Call me by my two names.
I love that there's spitting involved in this story. Because as you know, I'm a lady that likes to spit. My high.
Are you? Bike.
Oh, yeah. I'm super spitty. Yeah. You know who I blame? Paula Poundstone. She used to have that bit about, like, when you're on the subway and there's that sign that says no spitting, and she goes, I wasn't even thinking about it before I saw the sign, and now
there
I really want to spit.
There are no signs on your hiking trail that say no spitting.
No, there isn't. I'm just saying when I work out really hard, I tend to,
like,
a lot of loogies involved in my hiking and biking. Really?
No.
Oh, spitty. Okay, well. Listen, I'm also C-wordy sometimes, so I'm trying to make bipartisan bond
just
with
like Martha Ann.
You and Martha Ann.
Okay. She allegedly spit at the Baden's vehicle during another encounter.
Wow. She sounds classy.
She seems nice.
She's classy.
What started all of this? Why was there antagonism?
Oh, there was the flag.
Somebody that makes Jenny Thomas seem classy all of a sudden.
The neighbors had a Go Biden sign and then
okay.
a Trump
it's
sign.
It's a long story.
She got mad at that.
Baden says Martha Ann Alito appeared to be going for a walk when she approached the couple who were pulling in trash bins. As you do.
As one does.
That's a suburban thing to do.
Mrs. Alito addressed the pair by name, used an expletive, and called them fascists, the couple told the Times and said in texts at the time, so it was corroborated. Justice Alito remained silent, and then the Alitos began to walk away. The Times stayed in the bat and then snapped and used the C word. I will fully cop to that, she said.
Because she was being C-wordy.
Well, because she, started it first and called her a fascist. And they're just trying to bring their garbage cans in.
So all this is over political science?
Yes. Okay. She does not remember her precise words, but recalls something like this. How dare you behave this way? The report says, you've been harassing us over signs. You represent the highest court in the land. Shame on you. The Baddens called the police after the run-ins had gone from uneasy to ugly in order to document the incidents in case things escalated further. This is fantastic. Okay.
Classy.
Wow. Yeah, with a C. Mm-hmm. With a different kind of C. Word.
Yeah.
Okay. We will make Carlos Alzraki reenact the entire Robert De Niro press conference when he gets here in just a bit. And, of course, Bob Seska and Malcolm Nance. 20 minutes after. Oh, and also Nikki Haley's a despicable piece of. Okay.
Yes.
We'll just. But you know what? David Jolly's right. The only difference between her and Noam is one dead puppy. They're both despicable pieces. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Maudie.
Oh, well.
I have to check in the commie dog bed at my feet.
Oh.
So as not to overactivate them.
Aww.
Fresh food. It's everywhere, but it's all the deal. I mean, you know you're supposed to feed your doggy and kitty friends real food.
Right.
It's kibbles. It's so over. Yeah. It's more over than fetch.
Gross.
Right?
Yeah, don't make kibble a thing.
It's cooked on high heat. All the nutrients are gone. Okay. It's something, you know the one I'm talking about. It's messy. You got to store it in the freezer. Then you take it out, it expires. You got to cut it open. It's glop, glop, glop. I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Unlike most fresh food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend freeze-dried raw, meaning optimum amount of all those nutrients your dog needs for health and happiness and a flavor and texture they go crazy for. What's in there? Beef, duck. Turkey. Kale. Okay. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. If you go right now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511, message and data rates may apply.
Now that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give to the man who has everything? Easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks, because world-class dad deserves a world-class steak. The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to put a smile on the big guy's face this summer with hand-selected packages like the deluxe Father's Day gift. If there's one thing we know, it's that dads want steak. Don't tell them to the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code Stephanie. Get the deluxe Father's Day gift today, plus four free burgers. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad's one of a kind. He deserves this kind of gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place. This Father's Day, show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees, plus four free burgers for just $89.99 when you use the promo code Stephanie, and every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget, that promo code is Stephanie.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text-to-Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
A message from the...
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Christopher Boozy tweets, here is Nikki Haley writing finish them on an IDF artillery shell, but y'all are out here protesting Biden while ignoring a horrent like this.
I mean, this...
That's your choice.
Yes.
This is your choice. Trump and anybody he chooses as VP.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the day after Rafa, she writes finish them on an Israeli artillery shell?
Gross. Disgusting.
Oh, she's a...
It's gross.
Don't say the word. Something that makes...
She's for the murder of children.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She's
with that message, she is for
That's
the murder of children.
That's what they're all for. When
yes.
You know, Lindsey Graham says nuke Gaza. I mean, are you kidding me? Talk about pro-genocide.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the fallout alone will go all over Tel Aviv and kill millions of people.
Yeah, exactly. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Bufu.
Yeah, not to mention Jared Kushner wants to build luxury hotels there.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have to nuke first, so it's nice and buildable for Jared Kushner.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so this is a true story, okay? Jury duty, I actually served on a jury with another Stephanie Miller fan.
Oh, God. Don't ruin
everything nice.
No, I am dead serious. I swear to God. It's true. So anyway, and you know, you do take it very seriously.
Yes.
So I have to think that even if there is anybody that used to support Trump, just watching this petulant man baby who farts all the time and nods off or whatever, that might be the first time that that person has seen Trump for exactly who and what he is.
And that sort of thing really does affect a jury.
Yeah.
It can sway a jury.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Tristan Snell said,
Todd Blanchett. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too.
Love you too.
Oh,
okay, bye. Sorry.
She'll take your answer off the air.
Wow, she heartbreaked me. Yeah. Fine. Okay, fine. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, said Todd Blanche is still trying to convince the jury that Donald Trump didn't have sex with Stormy Daniels.
Which is the dumbest.
Every time he says that, he loses credibility with jurors. And he's likely only saying it because Donald Trump is making him say it. Trump is always his own worst enemy. And Steinglass to the jury. These documents are so damning that you almost have to laugh at the defense's arguments.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really true. I don't know. Again, I know they keep saying anything can happen with juries.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm a little, you know, I always have a little bit of
They get it
rumbly tumbly
this afternoon, right?
It's not a slam dunk.
Jury instructions are going to take about an hour this morning, so they'll get it probably by noon at the latest.
Yeah. They've probably already gotten jury instructions.
I don't think court starts until 10 a.m.
Is it wrong that I hope the jury instruction is this was guilty? Can you just get to it so we can...
I don't think that would be appropriate for the judge to say.
No, he shouldn't say that. That would be wrong. That would be appealable.
Well, what do I know? Bob Seska next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is investing $100 million in startups and entrepreneurs. Governor Evers is announcing the creation of the Wisconsin Investment Fund. Five private fund managers will oversee the initiative. The U.S. House version of the federal farm bill includes $30 billion in cuts to the SNAP food assistance program. Eric Saviano is an advocate for struggling families. He's concerned the USDA couldn't raise benefits adequately.
We will lose more and more touch with the actual habits and patterns of buying things in American society. And so SNAP will not keep up with that and likely result in people having fewer benefits.
The USDA says 17 million U.S. households were food insecure as recently as 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dark days at some of our local schools after that crash in Dodge County Monday. All the people who died were current or recent students at Madison area high schools. Sun Prairie East lost an 11th grader plus his brother and another former student who were both in the class of 2023. A La Follette sophomore also died in the crash while his 18-year-old sister is fighting for her life in the hospital. Both school districts have counseling available to students. A new bottle shop in Middleton is the first of its kind in Wisconsin. All the products are alcohol-free. Sober Social opened just a few weeks ago. Owner Christy Tanner is 5 years sober.
If you're looking to drink less, you can have the same tasting things without the alcohol. You love an old-fashioned? I've got a non-alcoholic whiskey and a non-alcoholic orange bitters, and you can make one.
Sober Social is open Wednesday through Saturday in Middleton. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear down to 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
On a hump day that feels like a Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Judge Juan Merchan will charge the jury. Dom will charge the mound. You better tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So just like Colin Costello was the last witness, they overplayed their hand, and I think they offended the two attorneys, maybe more, that are on that jury. But is it improper to do what he did? Yes.
All right. Deliberations, I believe, have begun.
They're about to begin if you haven't begun yet.
All right. Let's take someone that just instantly makes me think of the penal code. Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Leave it to Bob to do the handy J dance better. It's that herky-jerky thing. You're right. It's kind of like a Rock'em Sock'em robot. Yeah.
Am I adding too much nuance to that thing?
Yeah.
Am I actually improving Donald Trump's dance accidentally? I don't mean to do that.
More nuance is required.
Yeah.
Happy Deliberation Day. Happy Trump will likely be convicted felon by Friday week. Hi.
Chelsea. Fingers crossed. In a time when everything is stupid, I have zero expectations for today. I have no idea where this is going to land.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the extent. I'm not Glenn Kirshner. I'm not going to have an extended answer for that. But, yeah, I'm really hoping it goes a certain way, obviously, as we all do. But,
yeah.
God, I have no idea. I'm so disillusioned with my fellow American voters right now. I can't even begin to describe. But yeah, that's my own thing, right?
Oh, God, right. Cue latest political article about Dems in total freak out over Biden. Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Stop wetting the bed. Unring your hands. Will tweeted, I thought of you, the idea that Biden should cave to his political opponents and begin talking falsely about how the economy is bad comes from the far left, the right, the political press corps trying to exploit liberal guilt and bully Dems into self-flagellation. Don't fall for it. I was mentioning, I love that you bitch slapped David Ferguson. Or like, Democrats should stop saying how good the economy is.
I felt bad for David because I was primed up for that conversation, and I had no idea it was going to happen on the show. I just had been talking about or thinking about it at least for the previous, I don't know how many weeks, and then David just walked right into my propeller on that occasion, and I felt terrible. It was one of those shows where afterward I'm like, I think I was too hard on David, because I really very much disagree with him far as the... You know, bragging about the Biden economy.
Malcolm Nance is coming up. I disagree with him on some stuff. It's okay. It's America.
Exactly. we disagree. Right. It happens.
Yeah. As I say, if you agree with everything anyone says, you're an idiot. Okay. But, you know, I love D. Earl Stevens tweeted, I live in the battleground state of Wisconsin where I will guarantee you Biden's going to destroy Trump. Nobody's freaking out. We're just putting in the work as we always have since 2016. We're getting ready to win again. Freaking out. F off with all this. I live by the Bob Seska don't get happy.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it is a fine balance, right?
Right, right. Well, and this economy question, the question of inflation, which is actually, by the way, just cutting to the chase, spoiler warning, it is price gouging. It is corporate price gouging that we're experiencing right now in terms of prices that we're all dealing with. The thing is that we have this attitude, I think, on the left where if everybody doesn't get a cupcake, then no one gets a cupcake. And it drives me crazy sometimes when you have especially a record like Joe Biden's where we're not allowed to ballyhoo it. We're not allowed to brag about an enormous success story.
Yeah,
as far as unemployment goes, as far as the GDP goes, mm-hmm. as far as the Dow goes, you could just do the entire list all damn day. And we're told that we're not supposed to talk about it because there are still some people left behind. Meanwhile, Donald Trump presided over a 28% drop in GDP. That was the largest quarterly drop in American history, on top of the worst jobs record in American history. Minus a net minus 3 million jobs lost under Donald Trump, and he can't stop bragging about how great his economic record
Thank
was.
Thank you. Can you imagine?
Want to know why we lose sometimes? This is why. Yeah. We pull our punches, and we need to stop doing that, especially now.
Well, I mean, Bob, that's exactly right. Can you imagine if this was a Republican's record? And would they listen to it? You know what? Don't talk about how unemployment was almost 13 and now it's 3. Don't mention that because that's like, bad. What? Right. GDP, all of it. I mean, you said, I can't believe this is even a thing. Even when the stakes are so dire, Biden's economic record is hugely successful with the numbers to back it up. Meantime, MAGA can't stop bragging about Donald's record that included a deep recession and a record 3 million job losses. I mean, this is why I wonder if he will show up for a debate, because Biden can hammer him with so many facts that you can't just lie. I guess you can lie your way through an entire debate, but there are just so many provable facts, Bob, as you write.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if we evaluated people, politicians, based on their grasp of the facts. It just doesn't happen anymore, Stephanie. The conversation after the June 27th debate is going to be, is Joe Biden too old and is Donald Trump too crazy? And that's going to be the extent of it. And unfortunately, after they do their fact checking on cable news, that's when they abandon all of that. And it becomes more of a stylistic thing. It becomes more of an energy thing. Who won the week, the usual horse race nonsense that we get. Yeah. No mention of the fact that one of the things that is causing massive inflation right now, as I said, is, and it's not massive inflation, it's price gouging that we're experiencing. And it's massive in the extent that, for example, McDonald's has been raising prices steadily over the years to the point where now the prices are 168%, I think between 100% and 168% larger than they were even just 5 years ago. And that is compared to just 3% inflation. Yeah. So what's going on here? Obviously, corporations are seeing the fact that people are going to blame Joe Biden and the Democrats, and so they're using that as cover. Corporations are using that as cover to jack up their prices and gouge people at the gas pump, gouge people at the grocery store, and all the rest of it.
You retweeted The Economist that OPEC and its allies have introduced cuts to oil quotas in order to keep prices high. The problem is individual producers have an incentive to cheat, selling above their quotas and free riding on the efforts of others. And you retweeted Simon Rosenberg, said anyone who thinks Joe Biden's responsible for high gas prices is an effing idiot, a Russian troll, or a Republican, or all three at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not to mention that one of the things Trump has said out loud is that he will collude with them to raise gas prices before the election. I mean,
yes, of course. Of course. And OPEC is already cutting supplies to keep gas prices high.
Right.
This is out of the control of anything, any sort of lever that the president can necessarily pull. However, the president is doing something as far as the strategic oil reserves, as far as there's legislation. One particular piece of legislation was introduced in the Senate to crack down on price gougers. That was introduced by Senator Professor Warren, as Charlie Pierce called
it. Republicans voted against it. Right.
And Republicans will filibuster that as soon as it gets to the floor of the House. Republicans will filibuster that, and stupid voters will blame the Democrats. I mean, that's where we are in this country. Everything is dumb, and it's going to get us fascism. It is going to get us idiocratic, idiocracy, fascism.
Yeah. This is the hate letter from today's idiot, right-wing idiot, Steve. Subject line, you're lying. Boy.
Spelled Y-O-U-R, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, badly spelled. The economy is not... Oh, there is a good morning. That's not usually you get
asked. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, not good morning, C word, just good morning.
That was nice.
The economy is not doing better than it was when Trump was in office. Gas prices are much higher. Food prices are a level I've never seen in my life. Most people are not happy with Biden, what he's done in office. Most people drive combustion automobiles that require gasoline. The first thing Biden did was cut a major pipeline project.
No.
Okay, we'll break it all down after. He threw a lot of money at electric vehicle production, but most people don't want electric vehicles. The typical Democrat, people are sick. They're sick of supporting people that don't work. They can live so they can live on the street and be disgusting pigs. Trump isn't going to jail, dumbass, and he'll probably be the next president of the United States. And then after he cuts prices and inflation and raises domestic oil output, then we'll see what you have to talk about on the radio. Oh, your little AM radio station. Okay, Bob.
AM, FM, satellite,
whatever.
TV.
Right. Yeah. Oil production is the highest level ever. Like, all of this crap. It's like, what? Is he talking about the Arctic Wildlife Refuge? What is he talking about? It's nothing that would be.
Keystone Pipeline?
Yeah, the United States is producing more oil than any other nation in the history of human civilization. That is a statistical, mathematical fact. Math doesn't lie, as House MD once said. This is very clearly true, and what this guy is talking about, obviously, is Well, the propaganda that he's hearing from Donald Trump. And Donald Trump obviously has to continue to pump alternative facts into the minds of his sucker followers because he knows they're not going to go and fact check him. They're not going to look it up. Donald Trump can stand at one of his rallies and go, Portland is burning to the ground. And you go to, you know, one of the many live cams in Portland. Everything's fine. The birds are singing. People are going to work and going to restaurants and having a good time. And
many of the people in those cities are surprised. Many of those people are surprised to find their city burned to the ground in the summer.
Yes.
Seems lovely. Okay. Here's the other thing. Speaking of things Trump says out loud, he just said there's a 100% chance there will be a major terrorist attack in the United States or many attacks maybe. I mean, this is the thing we're concerned about, is what lengths he would go to to get back in office and get, you know, and stay out of prison. I mean, I would not put anything past him, right?
Right, right. Well, already we know, I mean, obviously this has little to do with terrorism, but we know that the corporate community, as I was saying before, is manifesting another Donald Trump term by sabotaging Joe Biden's economy, or at least trying to sabotage Joe Biden's economy with price gouging. And then, of course, the political press jumps in and describes that as inflation. That's one form of sabotage. Obviously, there's one guy whose name escapes me. He's an oil tycoon from the Permian Basin in Texas, and he has been conspiring with OPEC and OPEC Plus to jack up oil prices. And again, the blame always ends up going to Joe Biden. Why? Well, because, as I said, everything is stupid right now.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of things in the works to help Donald Trump get back into the White House. And who knows? I mean, there could be, if there is some sort of violence, it's going to come from Donald Trump's own supporters.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been the trend in the past.
Well, and Bob, you know, on this Gaza issue, you retweeted the headline, Trump told rich donors he'll deport pro-Palestinian protesters. You said, I told you, one thing is I do is any student that protests, I throw them out of the country. You know, there's a lot of foreign students. As soon as they hear that, they're going to behave. He will throw Palestinian protesters out of deport them.
Yeah.
So you retweeted the New Republic headline. Biden's pro-Israel policy may cost him dearly in an election that could be decided by under 100,000 total votes in a few key states. And you just said voters casting ballots against Biden over this issue are begging for far worse than a pro-Israel policy, exponentially worse. And it's not just Biden who will lose. It'll be democracy, the rule of law, the right to protest against Israel, and many, many other things. Not to mention, you've got this despicable Nikki Haley writing finish them on an Israeli bomb the day after Rafah over in Israel.
And Joe Biden's doing this plate spinning act in the Middle East. And because he hasn't fully solved it to the satisfaction of both sides in this conflict, then therefore we have to have dictatorship and a guy who is going to do whatever he needs to do to annihilate Palestinians, deporting them here inside the United States, out of the United States, and then going over there and bombing the hell out of them.
Not just Palestinians, pro-Palestinian protesters, which, you know what, that includes a lot of us. People pro-Palestine.
Anyone who even vaguely has supported Hamas trying to come into the country, they're going to be blocked from entering the United States. And then pro-Palestinian protesters inside the United States are going to get deported. He has pledged this. He has pledged this in front of fundraisers. This is all part of the plan. And obviously, there are going to be all kinds of other people looped into this process as well, getting deported. I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath,
Bob,
of epic proportions if he gets the chance.
This brings me to why I hate everyone but you. This is a peek into my world. Rick tweets, what atrocities will genocide enthusiast Malcolm Nance defend on this warmonger Wednesday? I also got a thread from, I don't know who this is from. So, you've gone to the pro-Hamas side with Representative Pocan and Jayapal. That's disgusting. When's Tlaib coming on? Okay, so this is in the I Can't Win stack, no matter what I do or say. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I have a similar stack.
Yeah.
Welcome to our nightmare. And then
Let's compare stacks.
You've got the Bobby Kennedy wild card, who's just a bigger and bigger lunatic every day. Thomas Massie, the Republican, said, I'm against all vaccine mandates. Bobby Kennedy just said, yep, me too. And you just said Thomas Massie's pro-polio. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
They are.
Yeah, just utter madness. I mean, every state in the union, I mean, talk about agreement across blue states and red states. Every single state has a polio vaccine mandate to get into public schools for obvious reasons, if you know anything about, you know, polio. And so Donald Trump, Thomas Massey, RFK Jr., they want to ban vaccine mandates. This is, I mean, Mike Judge couldn't have written this better. We are headed to putting Brando on the crops where, you know, a highway just ends and cars are driving off the end of it, not even realizing it.
That's what plants crave.
We joke, but it's actually moving in this direction where suddenly we just decide, okay, no more vaccines. We're going to defund any school district that has a vaccine mandate. And so therefore, kids are getting polio, a bird flu is running rampant, dogs and cats sleeping together. It's an incredible
Charlie Pearson yesterday.
At.
He's like, my mom was on an iron lung. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is not like 11 billion years ago.
Right,
you know.
Right. And we're still, I mean, obviously we talk about pre-Donald Trump era as the before times, but right now we're in another version of the before times. We have an opportunity right now to stop Donald Trump. And we can't stop engaging in effery instead, getting sidetracked from the notion of defending democracy. That's where we are right now. I described it as an electoral World War II, because what we are facing is not just dictatorship and fascism inside the United States, but then that metastasizes and spreads throughout the world. There is massive oppression. The things that we're seeing that's happening right now in Gaza, we're going to be seeing that writ large in areas that we never anticipated for that to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to be a nightmare, and we need to stop it now.
Absolutely. And I see your giant Star Trek T-shirt as a blatant attempt to suck up to Mark Hamill to come nerd
Star
out.
Wars.
Wait a second.
See, I got that wrong.
No.
Different things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you're deliberately insulting Mark Hamill. Who? All right.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker summoned me to L.A. Sexy Liberal. So
I did.
With his lightsaber. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, Bob Seska. Your podcast is essential to all things human.
It is.
SexyLiberal.com. I love you. Goodbye. Okay.
Love you, bye.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. I'm going with it. I checked the because you're frequently wrong, but you are correct. High of 63, low of like 53. That means long sleeve cozy earth pajamas in Seattle.
And cloudy. Cloudy on Saturday. Maybe some rain on Sunday, but you might miss
that. Surprising.
Yeah.
In Seattle.
Seattle, that's weird.
What?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Huh. Can I get coffee there? Cozy Earth bedding, also the softest, the most luxurious, the most temperature regulating, made from viscose, from bamboo.
Oh.
Take them with you. Put them in their tote. Oh my God, there's a tote that's totes and darbs.
Oh.
You can take it with you because you're just, I'm telling you, hotel sheets are going to feel like sandpaper after your Cozy Earth sheets. How about Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew? That's a comfy, cozy travel outfit. So you can just snuggle yourself. If you're a little liberal snowflake like me, you snuggle yourself in your Cozy Earth pajamas, get right into your bamboo pullover crew, and then go right into your Cozy Earth sheets when you get to...
Would you?
Use the code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller, 35% off, CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Bye. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the US dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times. Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Net.
Sweet.
Thank you. Quick math. Do it. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more cash you keep.
That's right.
Who doesn't like cold hard cash? With higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more. Net Sweet is the number one.
Sweet.
Cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. Just like the Stephanie Miller Show. That's me. I'm the one source of
one sweet platform.
Yep.
Sweet.
Okay, because you reduce ID costs. NetSuite lives in the cloud, no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining all those multiple systems. I mean, do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, they've extended their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head on over to NetSuite.com. /Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time. NetSuite.com/Miller. Okay. EV tweets, I just checked in for Alaska Air, for our Alaska Air flight to Seattle to see two of our favorite females, our daughter and Stephanie Miller, at the Moore Theater. See you all Saturday. Someone already tweeted a picture of the marquee at the Moore Theater in Seattle.
Nice.
And we're working on exciting things that we can't tell you about. There's things, there's machinations going on.
There's things.
Behind us, things. There's things going on. Okay, David with a good point. If the jury should have been sequestered to avoid bias, then Trump should have been incarcerated.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, and thank you, David. All right, we have Malcolm Nance coming up. We have coffee with Carlos. I'm just going to save the whole
We'll do dueling De Niro's, the real one, and then Carlos, and see if you can tell the difference. On the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Navy veteran Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll discuss what President Joe Biden has gotten done for veterans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.